Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is myself, Minister Kashima Douglas, and Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. This is Worldwide Gospel Connection. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Today is Women's Day Thursday, guys. You know I'm excited when I have Women's Day Thursday because these powerful women of God come on here and cut up. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 37, 1 and 2. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they soon will wither. Like the green plants, they will die away. Again, Psalms 37, 1 and 2. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will die away. Also want to give a shout out to all the countries that is listening. Definitely the United States, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Brazil, Canada, Hong Kong, Jamaica, Ghana, and wherever else you guys are listening from, we welcome you to come on in, have a seat, get your pen and paper ready, because trust me, this powerful woman of God has a word from the Lord. And you need to take notes. Put your seatbelts on and get ready. Father, I thank you today. As you to have your way today on Worldwide Gospel Connection. Let Apostle David come and give the word that you need to give to your people. Ask you to cover the people that's listening all over the world and bind and rebuke the enemy to disturb this line today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. You guys, I am super excited. You have no idea. Been waiting on this. It was last week, but the last Thursday. But anyway, remember, we are here for you guys. This is the No Judgment Zone on World Gospel Connection. Pastor Douglas and myself are here if you need us. Remember, iron sharpens iron. We cannot judge you, and we're not judging. God is the only one who can judge you. Go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh-oh. Anybody ready?
Oh-oh.
Ready for His glory?
Oh-oh.
If you must seek up a life.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Uh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
Now my miracle water. Cross for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face.
Uh-oh.
And ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away.
I do.
When another God wants to take it place.
the God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that. And I choose you today. Cause I need you today. I can't get away. See, there's no escape. See what you've done to me. I'm not the same old me. You took away everything. Now you're my everything.
I choose you today.
Come on.
Cause I need you today.
Yes, I do.
I can't get away.
I can't run from you.
See, there's no escape.
See what you done to your boy.
What you done to me.
I'm not the same old me.
I'm not the same old me.
You took everything.
You took away everything.
And now you're my everything.
Now you're my everything.
Give me that God who breathes life into the nostrils of man. That sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs. Cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears. Every bother enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God. That's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God. That's
the God I'm talking that about.
Give me that. Give
Let's
me that.
Go.
Give me that. Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Again, we're your hostess, Minister Kashima Douglas, myself, and Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. Today is Women's Day Thursday. None other than Apostle LaShika Johnson will be on in a few. Guys, I am super excited. You know, this woman of God come on here and cut up every time. If you don't remember her, she's the one that talked about Lot's wife. And oh my God, she made me see it a totally different way because no one spoke about her, which was so true. They just spoke about Lot. I'm sorry, Job. So I'm sorry, it was about Job. But I thank God for her accepting to come on this broadcast to share with us at the Lord. And we will be ready for when she come on.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I left for me? To be free. It's amazing with you. I win even if I do. Everything's working for my good for all.
Come on.
He saved the day. Woo. He will come through.
cover me.
You cover me.
I appreciate it.
A mystery.
It's amazing how
your patience with me, God will never leave.
You don't give up on me.
Don't ever leave.
Help me.
Help me to see like you.
Like you.
No matter what I go through,
hey.
Everything's working for my good for a way.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saves the day.
And he will.
He will come through.
Hallelujah.
He won't know that's not what superheroes do.
Not real superheroes.
No greater love.
A love like this
makes my heart beat.
And I promise you,
all I want to do is make you proud of me.
That's why
I don't want to love nobody but you.
You.
I don't want to love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't want to love nobody. Love nobody but you.
I thirst all over.
I don't want to love nobody but you.
You.
I don't want to love nobody but you.
That's right.
I don't want to love nobody.
And the church saying, come on. Jesus loving you
will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey.
That's
how it's to me. Let me tell you what it means.
More less of me.
That's why.
I don't want to love nobody but you. I don't want to love nobody but you.
Father.
I don't want to love nobody. Love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody. Love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saves the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't know that's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no greater love.
A love like this
makes my heart beat
forever and a day.
Welcome back, welcome back. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you want to get prayer, but feel free to listen in. We would love to hear your voice, and if you have a word from God, definitely we would love to hear it. Remember, this is World Gospel Nation. This is Wednesday, Thursday. We're not other than Apostle LaShika Johnson. Again, if you guys, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you want to speak. Well, my little soapbox moment is going to be, who are you truly listening to? Do you know the Word of God, or you just listen to what you hear and not specifically knowing who you're listening to? You have to understand, when you're under someone, you need to make sure that they are truly anointed by God. A paralyst can say anything. My grandfather raised me on that. A paralyst can say anything, but if you're not praying and reading your Bible and having a relationship with God, how will you know if that person is really a vessel from God? Think about it. A lot of people just want to be seen and not heard. We prophetess spoke about that yesterday. A lot of people just want to be seen, but it's not about just being seen. It's about being heard and telling the people what thus said the Lord. That's the main thing that people don't understand. Too many people go out worried about titles. You're a bishop, you're an apostle, you're a prophet, you're an evangelist, you're a minister. But what are you doing for God's people? Are you telling the people the truth? Or are you pacifying the people, the word? You can't pacify and change the word. The word is the word. God wrote the word, not you. But too many people out here want to be ministers and want to be pastors, but they don't know what you have to go through to hold that position. It's not easy. It may look easy, but it's not. My grandmother told me years ago, you're going to be married to a preacher. No, ma'am. No, not I. No, granny, I rebuke that. And what am I now? A pastor's wife. What am I now? Getting on and talking and praying for people. Not Kashima. Now, If I was doing something else out there in the world, oh, yeah, I do, with no biggie, with blink. But now everybody be so critical because people don't talk the way they think they talk. They don't walk the way they think you should walk. They don't pray like they think you should pray. It's not about glorifying them. It's about glorifying God. That's the only thing we need to be worried about. Well, that was just my little quick soapbox moment. Who are you truly listening to? That's the little title. But I'm not going to hold you guys any longer with my chit-chat. No other than Apostle LaShika Johnson is on the line. Woman of God, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much again. It's never a problem when I call you. You're always there. I definitely appreciate you. Pastor Douglas and myself love you. You know, we're here as well. You know, there's no protocol. The floor is yours. Let the Lord use you like I know he will.
Amen. Amen. I'm always honored that you all think about us because you don't have to, and you all have become like family to us. So I appreciate you all very much. I'm Apostle LaShika, and I'm excited about what the Lord has said. And I want to first say that it was a conversation. What the Lord I'm going to share with you all was a conversation that I was having with somebody, and in the midst of the conversation, I got frustrated because I didn't understand. Like, the more I'm trying to tell you, I felt like they just wasn't getting it, and you know, we assume, like, I know you go to church and I know you're a believer. But why you're not getting what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't understand it because I guess I think that we have so much. Once you become adopted into the sonship of Christ, we have so much that access to the Father, the mysteries and all these things. And I didn't realize that everybody doesn't take advantage of their position in God. And so they stay in a place where it's just really surface. And so all the time I'm trying to explain to this person some spiritual things, the more I got frustrated. And I was just and the Lord took me back to a scripture that I heard when I was probably about 18 from my apostle in Chicago. And my old apostle in Chicago. And I remember he preached a sermon called Nick at Night. That's what he called it. And the Lord took me back to Nicodemus and just reminded me of what happened when Jesus was trying to explain to Nicodemus spiritual things. And I never noticed in the scripture how Jesus just was like, look, you know, I didn't explain this to you. I didn't say this to you. I didn't give you all these things. And then in John 3:9, Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be possible? After Jesus then explained all this, Jesus replied to him, you are a great and well-known teacher of Israel, and yet you do not know nor understand these things from Scripture. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, we speak only of what we absolutely know and testify about what we have actually seen as eyewitnesses. And still you reject our evidence and do not accept our testimony. Jesus said something that blessed me. He said in verse 12, if I told you earthly things, that is the things that happen right here on earth, and you do not believe, how would you believe and trust me if I tell you heavenly things? And so in that moment, I felt like I was talking to a Nicodemus, because it was like I was trying to explain something spiritual to someone I thought had taken advantage of their posture in Christ and had explored the spiritual realm that we all have access to in Christ, but they had not. Because they were so well educated, and they were so well had their vocabulary was so well that they had not just sought out the mysteries, the simple things in God. And so the Lord began, he asked me this question. He said, why are you explaining spiritual things to men of flesh? And I was like, I assumed, I made an assumption. I didn't try the spirit by the spirit. I didn't see, you know, because they was a great scholar, because they had all their degrees and their PhD and all these things, that they still had no knowledge of the spiritual things in God. And so the Lord said to me, he said, you spend a lot of time pouring into vessels that cannot hold the pour. Some people can't hold what you're going to pour into them. And so we spend time, instead of telling them to change the wineskin or helping them to grow, you know, to grow into a place where they can handle the spiritual things being poured out, we just start pouring. Unbeknownst to us, they haven't even taken advantage of knowing the mysteries of God. And so when I'm trying to explain to you the throne room and the golden bowl of prayers and the incense at the altar of God, you, as much as you know the scripture, you have not experienced it in the spirit realm. And so now you're looking at me like I'm boo-boo the fool. You're looking like that's not true. I can't. And it's right here in scripture. And so because you didn't read it or you didn't experience said, now it's become untruth. And one of the things I love about Jesus, he was a great teacher. And he still, by way of the Spirit, teaches us all things. And so when I was thinking about Nicodemus, I was wondering how many times have the believer, the sons of God, the ones who walk in the sonship, in the authority and the rulership as a son, have been talking and pouring into vessels that are not prepared for the pour, that you've been pouring into things that will burst at the seams. And so the Lord said, we've been pouring in purpose, and we've been pouring in ways to walk in kingdom wealth and ways to walk in the spirit, and we've been pouring into the vessel. And then right when you pour, you notice one thing. You notice that the wine skin you're pouring into has a rip and it has a tear. And so you because we're so merciful, we're so gracious at times, we keep pouring and not realizing we're fracturing more than we're actually helping. And we're pouring in something that can't handle it, so it becomes too much for them. And so the Lord began to say, I said, Lord, why is the wineskin even ruined in the first place? And the Lord said, because of the things of the world we have intertwined ourselves with, our wineskin has become weak by made up of lies. It's made up of things. It has an outer appearance of a vessel that can handle the pour. It got the right shape. It got the right words. It talked the right talk. It walked the right walk. It has the right vocabulary. It got the right doctrines. And it says everything that it needs to say to pretend or to camouflage that it has, it can handle what you're going to pour out. But then as you begin to pour, you notice it's leaking. And so the Lord began to show me a bag, and he began to show me, like, just pouring water in it. And I noticed in the bag, as the Lord poured, the more it ripped at the seams. And he said, it looks like it can handle the capacity of what I'm pouring out, but it can't. It looks like that it has the right capacity to handle what God wants to pour into it, but it does not. And so the Lord said, how is it that a man can say, I'm half full, but want the fullness of God? And I began to say, Lord, what are you saying? And he said, you cannot want the fullness of Elohim. You can't want the fullness of Adonai. You can't want the fullness of Abba. You can't want the fullness of Jehovah and Yahweh. You can't want the fullness of God's Spirit and you're still half full. Because to come to God, you must empty yourself. You must empty yourself out before him. You must empty you out. That's why he said the sacrifices of God are broken, contrite and broken spirit. We must break ourselves. You must empty yourself out to get the fullness of what God is saying. He says, so the fullness of God needs to be poured into a vessel that is empty. And so what we have been doing is trying to come to God with being half full, said, I just need a little bit. And God said, I'm trying to pour out the fullness of who I am. I want to pour out the fullness of my spirit, the full capacity of my knowledge, the full capacity of my understanding, the full capacity, the absolute greatness of who he is. And we haven't been able to hold it because we have allowed things in our flesh to tear down the skin, the wine skin that will hold the wine. So the Lord said, if I test the capacity or quality of the vessel, would it even pass the test? Would it even pass the quality inspection? And the Lord said, I search out the hearts of men, and many are wicked. But he said, in the process of him searching, he's not just looking at the heart. He's testing the quality of the vessel. He's testing if you can actually handle what he's going to pour out. And so I'm in the spirit. I saw the Lord pour out the end time pour. And he stopped in the midst of pouring. And I, in my crazy sanctified imagination, I said, Lord, why aren't you continuing to pour so that, you know, we can fulfill the scripture that says, and then in the end times, the old men would dream dreams and young men would see visions and people prophesy. And he said, because their wineskin can't handle the pour. And the end time pour that needs to come out is greater than any other pour in this world, in the pouring. It's the greatest movement of God, the end time pouring out of the Holy Spirit. And it cannot be completely poured out into vessels that are either half full or vessels that can't handle it, that are broken. And I said, Lord, why can't we just fix the, because I'm always thinking of a solution as an apostle or just prophetic people, period, apostolic people. We think we always want to have a solution because we understand that God has given us solutions in us by way of the Spirit. And I said, well, can't we just, you know, fix it? Can't things be patched up? And the Lord said, can a lie be patched without repentance? Can backbiting be patched without repentance? Can sin be patched without repentance? That repentance has to take place. And so what is happening now that we see in the body is that the Lord wants us to repent. He wants us to get to a place of repenting so that we can get the fullness. We have not yet seen the fullness of what God wants to do in the end time harvest. We have not yet seen the fullness of what God wants to do in the pouring out of his Spirit. We have heard Kathy Coomlin and Wigglesworth and all these people walk in such great measures. We didn't see, we read all these great measures of the Holy Spirit they have operated in. But there is something even greater in the Spirit that God wants to pour out upon his people. And the problem is that we have not gotten into a place of repentance so that we can repair the wineskin, so that the potter can break the clay and restructure you, not patch you up, because a potter doesn't patch. Amen. A potter doesn't patch. What it does is it breaks the pottery, and it reforms it. And so the body has we've got holes in us, we got cracks in us, and we won't go to the potter's wheel because we got all our doctrine and all our vocabulary, and we got all our garments and our vestments, and we look holy, and we look set apart, and we look sanctified, and we got the look of what is righteous. Nicodemus had the look of knowing what he was talking about. He had the look of knowing doctrine. He had the look, so people looked upon him. Even Jesus reminded him, and I believe Jesus was even trying to be, you know, almost like condescending, like, ain't you a great teacher? Don't you know the scripture? And so I believe that, you know, Jesus had a sense of humor. He was like, you get the look of it. You walk around with your head up, and you got all your titles, you know, you're the chief apostle of everything. You're a major prophet. And other people just minors, but you're a major one, and you got all this other stuff going on, and you still don't understand what I'm trying to tell you in the Spirit, that I want to pour out my Spirit upon you, and I want the world to be full of my glory, but it can't be because we won't go to the potter's wheel. We try to camouflage what we're really going through. So what happens is we get on our pulpits and we bleed out. And other people notice it, but then we try to camouflage it by the reason I'm acting out, the reason I'm doing the things I'm doing is because someone else has made me do it. Or someone else has tickled my flesh. And the Lord said, all I need them to do is come back to the potter's wheel. And I won't patch you. I won't patch you up like you want to be patched up. Because, see, when God breaks you, there's a time of separation. When God breaks you, there's a time that he must take you off to yourself. You can't bring other people with you. He must take you off to yourself. If you read John 3, you would know that the reason a lot of pastors call him Nick at Night because he was out at nighttime. So he was already embarrassed and ashamed about putting himself out there and asking these questions because he was a scholar. So when you want, as a body, when you want God to break us, see, you can't be afraid or ashamed of the breaking. You have to be okay. And if it embarrassed my flesh, I'm still okay with God breaking me. If it make people laugh at me, I'm still okay with God breaking me. If it make people wonder, oh, she fell off or he fell off because I ain't seen him in a while, I still want God to break me because I can't handle in my state the poor. Because if he poured into me now, it will break me. And now what I thought I could carry, I'm leaking before men. And so that's why I call it you're bleeding. You're bleeding out. You're bleeding out. I say this all the time to people in the 5-fold ministry gift. Don't bleed out on social media. Stop bleeding out on your pulpit. Stop bleeding out with your spiritual children. Stop bleeding out with those who look up to you. Don't bleed out at the grocery store. People can see you. We need to get into a place that allows the potter to break us and get back into the right alignment. But where does that come? When does that come? It comes when we can repent and say, and admit that we've been walking in the things that has not been like God, and we have allowed it to break us in places, put cracks in us, and put all these other things in us. It has caused us little lies, big lies. It has caused us relationships with the Father, and it has become enmity between him and I, all because we won't repent, because we look good, because we sound good. But God said, I've been rejecting the poor because you don't understand the things of the Spirit. So no matter what I show you, no matter what I manifest and tell you, the Lord can tell us all day, I want to give you kingdom wealth. I want to say this. We're in a pandemic, what the world says. I personally say in my house, I don't speak we're in a pandemic in my home. I say we're in the greatest time and the greatest move of God. Why? God has sustained the righteous in the midst of the world in chaos and panic. And we should not look like the world. We should not look like them. I know the rules and regulations, but we should not look like the world. They should be able to look upon us for hope in Christ. For what is they are encountering in the world. But how can they do that when we are cracked ourselves, when we have issues ourselves, when we won't go to God and repent ourselves to get enough of the poor in us, to get the fullness of us, so that when we see people who's called, or when we see people who say, you know, my family got COVID and I'm dealing with this, and our wealth is, you know, things are happening in our house. And as the righteous, we should be so full of the absolute of God that we were able to speak a thing in a place of authority in the spirit, and it manifests in the natural. But we have not taken time to allow God to break us on the potter's wheel and to reform us, because we know that breaking will cause you to be isolated in the season, and many people don't want to be isolated because you still want people to think you okay. But you're going home after your sermon and you're crying. You're going home after you didn't pour it out to other people saying, Lord, what about me? And God's been telling us all this time. He's been showing us in all these different things what he wants to do. He's been showing us all these different ways God wants to move on us. And we're still complaining about why the world shut down. I told somebody at the place that I work, because they was in a panic, and I said, don't bring your anxiety to me. Don't pour your fear out on me. I don't walk in a place of fear. I'm not full of anxiety. I know the God that I serve, and he has been blessing and sustaining my family since this happened, and he will continue to do it. Why? Because I understand the place in the spirit because I understand spiritual things, not because I'm perfect, not because I'm trying to say, oh, I'm this great person. I take the time to be broken often before God. I take the time that when the world come against me, I just had a situation where things came against me and people wanted to breach me. And one of the things I had to go to God and just break myself before him. And allow him to say, you know what, you got a little crack. You got a little crack because you got a little, you know, you got a little passive, you know, but this ain't the time to be passive. I'm telling you all, this ain't the time to be passive. This is the time to be violent and take things by force. This is not the time for you to pour out a cup full of what God wants to do. Instead, pour out the fullness of yourself so that God can absolutely fill you up in glory. The Lord told me, he said, your vessel became weak when our lips became tainted, when our sins became overwhelmed us, when we use our authority to abuse another, when we start social media gangbanging, when we start pulpit fighting, our vessels lost its strength when we decided to act unlike God, when we spent more time exposing someone instead of praying, lying on someone instead of praying, preaching on someone instead of delivering the word, slandering someone instead of seeking the face of Yah. He said that's when our vessels got weakened, and God, he said, I cannot pour into them, because if I did, they will burst and it will kill them. And so the Lord is asking us, he is asking us to come to a place where we are okay. I don't care what your title is. I heard what Minister Kashima said earlier about we ain't get caught up with our titles. Maybe do the work of the living God. Do the work of the end time harvest. Do the work of the end time poor. Do the work of the apostle. Do the work of the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. You can tell me nothing about your title unless I see the fruit that you carry. And so I don't care what you want to be, chief super sandwich apostle. I don't care anything about that. I just want, if you're not doing the work of the one who sent you, then you still who you are. You're still common. I don't care anything about none of that. I don't care to tell people. I don't walk around, and when people say, hey, Prophet Lashika, I don't get mad, be like, no, I'm the apostle. I'm yet a prophet. Hello. I don't care when people say, when I go down south and visit my father and they call me missionary or evangelist, whatever, I'm here to do the will of the Father. So if that's what you see at that time, maybe I'm evangelizing. If that's the fruit you see, so be it. I'm not concerned with what my title is. I'm concerned with the fruit that I carry. And how can I carry this fruit if I keep allowing my vessel to be damaged? If I keep allowing my vessel to be damaged by things of the world, by becoming one with the world. I remember I was watching a video, and I saw, I didn't even know it was a church service. I saw something going on, and I began to like snap my fingers because the music was kind of really hip and kind of I was born in California, but I was raised in Chicago, and they had this music called house music. So I thought that's what it was. I said, oh, I ain't heard this in a long time, and I'm snapping my fingers. Then I realized, hold on, let me listen to what they're saying, and they was talking about God. So it threw me completely off because it looked so much like the world that I didn't see God in it. And I wondered how many of us have looked and how many people have looked upon us and say, I know what they call themselves. I know what they say they are, but I can't see God in them. I don't see the fruit of their labor. I don't see it. And how many times have people said that about ourselves, about us, when we haven't walked in alignment, when we haven't looked, we look more like the world than we look like God. We look more like what they're doing outside than what God actually wants us to look like. And that's only because we have not allowed God to take us to the potter's wheel. And we won't allow it because we don't want people to know. I know. We don't want people to know that the pastor dealing with homosexuality. We don't want the people to know that the evangelist ain't just evangelizing Christ. She drawing in other stuff. We don't want people to know that the teacher hasn't really been studying her word, but she's too busy reading X-rated books. We don't want people to know that the prophet been questioning the things she hear and see and the things he hear and the things he see. We don't want people to know that the apostle who was sent by God has been sending out into secret locations with other people. And we don't want people to know that. We don't want them to know it. We don't want them to see it. And then when we expose, we want to make it seem like it's the fault of someone else. Oh, we don't want people to know that. But God said, I'm not going to pour out my spirit. This he told me this very firm. He said, I refuse to pour out my spirit on a bunch of people that won't go to the potter's wheel. I refuse to pour out the end times, the Holy Spirit, on people who won't take the time to repent and break themselves before me, who come before me with their prideful self, come before me with their haughty self, holding their hand up like they got it all together. God is not concerned with our titles. He's not concerned with that doctrine you speak, and he's not concerned with your vocabulary, your words. They're so precise. What he's concerned with is the heart of men, and that men will know that he is God, and he's concerned with the harvest of the end time. But when I go in the world and I see the world overtaking us, that becomes a problem. That becomes a problem for me. I'm making my personal agenda to look different from the world. So when they speak in this, I speak that. When they speak this, I speak that. I speak the opposite of everything they say. When people be like, oh, can you believe we're in a pandemic? I say, you in a pandemic? Because I'm in the best time of my life. I've been more blessed than I ever been blessed. I have not worried about anything. God has made supernatural provisions for my family. And when they say, oh, you know, you may not have your job tomorrow, I'd be like, you may not have your job tomorrow, but even if this job disappears, even if they lay me off again and they say this time is permanent, I still know where my help comes from, because I don't look to the world for satisfaction. And so we as the believers, the sons, the ones adopted into the sonship of God, we must look like God and not look like the world, because we all have a vessel called this body. We all have a vessel called this body. And if we look like everybody else, how would the unsaved know who to come to ask, I need healing, I need deliverance, tell me about your God? How would they know who to come to when we look just like them? Encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you this morning to go before the Father broken. Put your robe down, put your title down, put all that other stuff down. Go before your Father as a son and lay before your Father. And when I say son, I don't mean male or female. I don't mean just male. I mean male and female. Go before your Father and say, Lord, I just need to be broken. I got some cracks in me. I got some things that's been going on in my life. I did some stuff. I've been bleeding out. I've been talking about things I shouldn't have talked. I've been engaging in things I shouldn't have engaged in. I've been pouring out blood on people that didn't even know that I was hurting, didn't even know these things were going on. I've been doing all these things. And God, I just want to repent. I want you to fix me. And I know just to fix the crack in me, you got to break me. And so I'm willing to be broken. I know it's going to be a painful process. I know it's going to be hurtful for me. I know it's not going to be easy. I know I'm going to lose some friends because they're going to say, you too deep. I know I'm going to try to explain to them who I am, and they never going to know. No matter how many doctrines they got, they never going to understand the things that you're doing with me in the spirit. But I'd rather be broken on the potter's wheel than to keep bleeding out for me over me, and then you'll judge me. I want to encourage you. It doesn't matter what your title is. To pour yourself out on God at his feet and say, Father, I just need you to come and just make me over again. Just make me over. Just make me over. That last week, that last season, I messed up. Just make me over. Let that be your prayer. Let that be your cry this week, this morning. This Lord, just make me over again. I just wanna be fresh again. I don't wanna be like Nicodemus, who I got all the fleshly, I got all the scripture bases. I know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I know all 66 books. I know all the major and minor prophets. I know all the apostles. I know all the women, daughters of Zion. I know all the sons of Allah. I know all these things, but I'm still missing a component, which is called your spirit. I'm still missing that thing that you want to pour out on me in absolute form. Lord, just come into me and make me new again. Break me. I know this ain't going to be good for me. I dare you, some of you, just say, I know this breaking ain't going to hurt me. I know it is. I know this because you're going to break my doctrine. He's going to break all your vestments. He's going to break all the things that you thought was holy. He's going to break all those things and say what you thought was holy was not, because I am holy and my spirit is holy. I encourage you this morning to allow God to come into your secret place so you can stop bleeding on men. Break yourself, become the alabaster box, and break yourself at his feet. And I will be alive. I told you it was gonna feel good. It will be alive. I tell you, it's gonna be a day. You'll be good. You're gonna be right back on your feet. Ain't nobody gonna notice. I will be alive to say so. But what I want to tell you is, if you will lay yourself down, potter's wheel, you won't be a Nicodemus. You won't be a Nicodemus who got all the whistles and bells but has no spirit. Because you allow God to break you and reform you and then pour his absolute spirit in you. And so let's pray. Father, I thank you. I give you glory and honor. I magnify your holy name. God, I thank you that you are the potter and we are the clay. We come this morning, Father, asking you that if we would come to the wheel, God, that you would break us, that you would crush us, God. For you said nothing can, the olive can't produce oil unless it's being crushed. And so, God, we ask that for you to crush us so that we can produce out that which you have placed in us. Lord God, we're tired of bleeding over people. We're tired of pretending that everything was right, Father. And so we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you would call your spirit to break us and then mold us again. And if we get cracked again, God, we're open enough to say break us again and mold us again to that which you want us to be, oh Father. And God, we repent from everything that we've done that has caused a crack or discrepancy in this vessel. We repent, oh Father, and we just ask you, Lord, that you will mend us back unto you and you will reconcile us back unto you. God, we say we are ready for the outpouring, but first we know we must be broken at the potter's wheel. We thank you for it. And we know that you're going to do it in Jesus' name. We thank you. I just want to just rejoice in the Lord because God has given us access to the potter's wheel, access to the things in the spirit, that you don't have to go through this alone. You don't have to go through this by yourself. You don't have to pretend like you will and you're not. God has given you access to the potter's wheel, and I pray that you take advantage of that access in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, woman of God, for coming on and giving what the Lord tell you to say. And it's so ironic because just half of the stuff you was talking about has been talked about on the line this week. Literally half of the stuff you have talked about this morning has been discussed. That's why I was over here like, wow, God, you are somebody. Everybody was just on point with everything. It was lining up from what you said today, from what Prophet said yesterday, from what Overseer said Tuesday, and from Pastor Douglas and Prophet said Monday. Everything just literally lined up for today. It was like all of y'all talk and all of y'all don't know each other. that's how divine it was that everybody was on the same page this week with certain little key words. Everybody said the same thing. Again, I thank you so much for coming on here. I know it's never a problem. I appreciate you. You know, I love you. I'm just like, let God have your way. You know,
amen.
Have your way, because it's time. Everybody pacifying everybody, but it's literally time to stand up and take your position by any means necessary.
Yeah.
You know, you can't fold. Yeah. This is not the time to fold. This is the time for you to stand up and stay in position and do what thus saith the Lord. Everybody want to fold. They want a pacifier. They want a blanket. They want to hear what God says, but the good stuff, but they don't want to hear the bad stuff.
Right, exactly.
They want to, like I said, they want to hear about the cars. Yeah, the cars, the money, and this and that, but they don't want to hear about you got to struggle. You got to let some people go. You got to cry sometimes. You got to get upset. You got to go in and get on your knees in the closet or on the floor. They don't want to press. They want to lay out on the floor and talk to God. They want that quick fix. They want that quick fix. That quick fix is not going to get you anywhere.
It only lasts
like
a
you
little
say,
bit.
There you go.
It only lasts a little bit. It's like a plastic container. You only can use it so many times before it just wear out on you.
Mm-hmm. But I thank that because the way God is, and I thank him, I thank God daily for me because, you know, as well as anybody, I don't like talking. But what's in me, I can't hold what's in me, what he put in me. It's not mine to hold. It's for him. So I thank God for you coming on here. You have definitely blessed the people. I'm just absolutely this floored, you know, right now about everything that's going on and that's going to happen once we line up with God. Not lining up with everybody to be seen, but line up with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the biggest thing. Pray for you before you go. You have any other words? And remember, people, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you want to have Apostle to pray for you, or if you just want to just continue listening, that's fine. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. And we are here. You know, this is a no-judgment zone. We can't judge you from where you were, what you did last night, nor this morning. Only God can do that. But we are here to uplift you and help you get where you need to get as far as being connected to the body of Christ or get to know God for yourself. Remember, he loved that one-on-one time with you. You don't have to have a group of people to talk to God. He loved the intimacy with just you and him. Pastor Douglas, you have anything you'd like to say this morning since you done popped on?
No, I am actually, God bless you, woman of God. I got the opportunity tail end of what you were saying about being on the potter's wheel. And that is so profound. That is so profound that we need to be on the potter's wheel. We need to stay in that place to where God is actually using us, to edify the kingdom. But in order for us to do that, we have to continually allow God's hand to be on our life. We have to continue to allow God's hand to be on our life. We can't mess around here and just be half doing it or half seeing what we need to see when it comes to the power of God and what God is doing in our life. And you're absolutely right. That is so
Amen.
Profound. That is profound.
Amen.
Well, I think you have a caller on the line, Apostle. Woman of God, are you there? Any of you there?
Yes. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. You helped me because, you know, as people of God, so often we try to help everybody. I know me. I'm just like God's jaw to you know, bring people to God. But I tell you, you helped me this morning. You helped me. Sometimes we just try to put it in you. We just saying, if you ain't getting it, you don't understand. If I could just put it in their head, if I could just put it in their heart. But I'm going to tell you what you helped me to hear. Sometimes I'm trying to put it in that skin, and they ain't ready. They ain't repaired. They ripped. And so guess what I got out of that? While I'm trying to put it in this vessel, move on. They ain't ready yet. Get a new vessel.
Amen.
Get that person who is ready. And you know, because sometimes we look at people, and you be at that point where you look and you think, I want more for you than you want for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's where we at. We just trying to help. Sometimes then we get discouraged. You know what you done put in them. You know what you done told them. You know how you done fell on your face for them. Oh, my God, you helped me this morning. Lay back, and I'm going to lay back and relax. Take that flow for myself. Hallelujah. And while I'm trying to figure out, okay, God, what's my next step? Where's the other vessel I should be putting this into? Because, I just heard. Because we pointed it to him, and what you said about that leaking, it's going to waste. Oh, my God. It's going to waste because they're not ready yet. Oh, God.
Amen.
Thank you. Now I don't have to feel so guilty sometimes when I'm trying to figure out why they ain't got God yet. Why they ain't came over on this side yet. Oh, my God. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen.
I enjoyed you this morning.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen. I told you it's time. It is absolutely time. Let me pray. Father God, I ask you to give back what Apostle gave off this morning, Lord, and she'll have your way in her life. Bless her family. Bless the prophet of her life. And give what she needs, Lord. You know what the desire is. Continue to cover her and her house and her family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know I'm not no long prayer.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
I'm just look like straight from the hill.
Yes, it can be
but
2 seconds
getting there.
Long.
It's not me.
Power.
Yeah, it's not me.
That's right.
But again,
I thank you so much
for giving out because you, like I said, not only blessed me, you heard the prophets, you blessed her too. Prophet Rafer, she came on and she cut up yesterday, Apostle. Oh, my God. She cut up. When you get a chance, I'm going to have to tag you in the broadcast so you could hear. But she was so on point because everybody want to be seen instead of being heard. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They want the title, like you said, and want the glory and the shine, but don't know what you have to go through to get that. It's not about that. That's the thing. It's not about that. It's about glorifying God. And a lot of people don't understand that. You know, but I thank you so much. I know you need to get you some sleep. But I will be talking to you later.
Absolutely. I love you all.
Love you too. Love you too.
All right.
And remember, the number is 563-999-3628. We're going to go to a quick commercial break and talk to you guys in a few minutes.
My testimony. So that I storm and rain.
In spite of the storm and rain,
I'm still alive,
declaring
that I made it through. I didn't lose.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss.
Experience loss.
And a
major cost. But I never lost. That I made it. I made it through. I made it through. So glad I made it.
Thank you.
So glad I made it.
I could have lost my mind. I could have lost my mind.
I made it through.
But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a window. Is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So glad I made
that you almost threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it. I made it.
Is there anybody in here that knows that you made it?
Back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Today is Wednesday, Thursday, and Apostle Lashika Johnson, thank you so much again for coming on and give the word of God. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. I hope you guys enjoyed this morning hearing from the woman of God. Remember, get back right with God. Spend that one-on-one time with him. He loved the intimacy. If you can't get through one person, don't feel bad. Keep pushing and let God use you, because somebody else can use what you're pouring into that person with holes. That was so profound to me. Do not give up. Stay in position and stay in place. If you have to fall out on the floor and talk to God, do that. There's nothing wrong with that. Lay your blanket down. Talk to him. Because remember, he loved the intimacy time with just you and him. No, we're not perfect. No one's perfect but Jesus, period. No one's untouchable,
period. If you can't reach your pastor, your apostle, your bishop, your overseer, we have a problem, because I should be able to reach who's covering me when I need it. Again, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Don't forget to call in. Also, if you want to sew, it's $WGC2020, WGC2020. Feel free if you want to. You're not obligated to, but if you want to, go ahead. We're on here Monday through Friday. For tomorrow is Freestyle Friday. Pastor Douglas have a phenomenal show for tomorrow. I have no idea what he cooked up on tomorrow. Monday, we have Man Up Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday, it's like Never Before Ministry with Overseer Felicia Nash Harrison. Wednesday is Women's Day. Thursday, next Thursday, I will have Bishop TK. If you guys haven't heard this woman of God, you need to tune in for next Thursday, because trust me, she has a word from the Lord. And then again, that Friday is Freestyle Friday. We're on here 6 days, 5 days a week. We'll be going 6 days, maybe seven next week. We haven't mapped it out just yet. We have some things we're working on. Tune in. Also, you can reach me at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com and also Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. You can send messages if you need to talk, if you need to be on a prayer line, if you need to be added to the prayer list, feel free. WorldwideGospelConnection@gmail.com or Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Remember, this is a no judgment zone. We cannot judge you. We're here to pray and uplift you. That's it. We can't judge you. So don't worry about what you did this morning or last night. That's not our concern. Our concern is to help you get what you need, be closer to Christ if we can. Again, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hear you guys tomorrow and have a phenomenal day.